As of 2023, the traditional concept of mining does not apply to Solana due to its proof-of-stake, POS, consensus mechanism. The landscape of cryptocurrency, often associated with various online platforms like the best Bitcoin casino sites, is constantly evolving, and nowadays, the process involves staking SOL tokens to earn rewards. While mining Solana in the traditional sense isn't possible, staking offers a viable alternative to earn rewards. The process is relatively straightforward, eco-friendly, and can be quite lucrative. However, it requires careful consideration of validators, monitoring of staked SOL, and an understanding of the associated risks and legal implications. Understanding Solana's proof-of-stake, POS. Solana uses a POS system where validators are chosen randomly to validate transactions. This method is more environmentally friendly, as it requires less energy and hardware compared to traditional mining methods like proof-of-work, POW, used by Bitcoin. How to earn SOL? Learn how to earn Solana through staking, a cornerstone of Solana's pioneering blockchain ecosystem. Acquisition of SOL tokens. Before you can start earning SOL through staking, you need to acquire some tokens. These can be purchased on major exchanges, and it's advisable to transfer these tokens to a secure wallet for staking. Choosing a validator. Selecting the right validator is crucial for maximizing profits. Established validators with strong infrastructure and a good track record are preferable. Staking your SOL. After transferring your SOL to a wallet and picking a validator, you can begin the staking process. This is usually done through a staking platform or wallet interface, where you'll need to authorize the connection, choose the amount to stake, and confirm the transaction. Managing staked SOL and earnings. Once your SOL is staked, you can monitor the rewards, which aren't automatically harvested and need to be claimed manually. Remember, staking rewards vary based on the amount staked and the validator's commission rates. Alternatives to direct staking. For those seeking alternatives to direct staking in Solana, there are several streamlined options available. Stake pools. These pools aggregate SOL from multiple investors and distribute them across various validators. This method offers risk diversification and simplifies the staking process. A popular stake pool in the Solana ecosystem is Marinade Finance. Centralized exchanges. Some exchanges like Binance and Coinbase offer staking services, allowing users to stake SOL directly through their platform. This approach is user-friendly and ideal for those already trading on these exchanges. Delegated staking services. These services stake your SOL with validators on your behalf, balancing control and convenience. They may offer features like automatic re-staking of rewards. Custodial staking solutions. Suitable for investors prioritizing security, these services manage the custody of your staked SOL while handling all staking operations. DeFi liquidity pools. For a more active approach, providing liquidity in Solana-based DeFi platforms can earn rewards, although it involves more complex risks like impermanent loss. Each alternative has its unique benefits and risks, making it crucial for investors to understand their options and conduct thorough research before engaging in Solana staking. Risks and considerations. While staking SOL is generally a simpler and safer method compared to traditional Solana coin mining, there are some potential risks to consider. Validator risks. Choosing the wrong validator can impact your staking rewards. Validators with poor performance or unreliable uptime may yield lower returns. Moreover, if a validator engages in malicious activities or fails to meet the network's standards, they could be slashed, meaning a portion of their staked SOL, including that of their delegators, could be at risk. Slashing risks. Slashing is a penalty imposed on validators for behaviors such as double signing or network instability. While rare, if a validator you've staked with is slashed, a portion of your staked SOL could be lost as part of this penalty. This risk underscores the importance of choosing reputable and reliable validators. Liquidity and unstaking risks. When your SOL is staked, it's not immediately liquid. If you decide to unstake, there is typically a cooldown period during which your funds are not accessible. This period can range from a few days to a week, during which time you won't be able to access your SOL for other investment opportunities or to sell in response to market movements. Market volatility. The value of staked SOL is subject to the same market volatility as other cryptocurrencies. This means the value of your investment can fluctuate widely based on the overall market conditions, and the value of the rewards you earn may also change accordingly. Regulatory risks. The evolving regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies can pose risks to staking. Changes in laws and regulations in various jurisdictions could affect the operation of staking networks or the taxation of staking rewards. Being aware of and compliant with local regulations is crucial for stakers. Smart contract risks. If you're staking through a smart contract, for example, in a DeFi protocol, there's a risk of smart contract vulnerabilities. Despite audits and security measures, there's always a possibility of bugs or exploits that could affect your staked assets. Network risks. Solana has experienced network performance issues in the past, including network slowdowns and outages. While the network is constantly being improved, such issues can impact staking operations and rewards. Legal and tax implications. Earning through staking Solana is legal and considered an income stream. In numerous jurisdictions, staking rewards are regarded as taxable income, which mandates precise record-keeping for accurate tax calculations. This income is generally taxed based on the market value of SOL at the time of reward distribution. Additionally, there's the aspect of capital gains tax, which is relevant when selling staked SOL. This tax is calculated on the difference between the value of SOL when acquired as a reward and its selling price, underscoring the need for detailed transaction records. The regulatory environment for cryptocurrencies, including staking activities, varies globally, making compliance a nuanced affair. This variation extends to the requirement for disclosure of crypto transactions and holdings to tax authorities, necessitating accurate reporting of staking activities. For those dealing with cross-border staking activities, international tax rules and double taxation agreements become pertinent. Given these complexities, consulting with tax professionals or legal experts specializing in cryptocurrency is advisable for tailored guidance and to ensure adherence to the evolving landscape of crypto regulations and taxation.